If you're on the road, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Bloomberg reports that Winn-Dixie's parent company, Bilo, is preparing to file for bankruptcy as soon as next month. The report says that almost 200 stores could close as a part of the move. Winn-Dixie currently operates stores in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi. The business had bankruptcies in 2005 and 2009. No word from Winn-Dixie at this time on the bankruptcy or what stores might be affected. Montgomery Public Schools have scheduled a meeting to address concerns about four schools closing and the rezoning of students. The first meeting, March 20th at Dozier Elementary in Montgomery. Alabama Democratic Conference head Joe Reed says that acting superintendent Ed Richardson wants to resegregate Montgomery schools. Reed says some concerned citizens and MPS board members have vowed to take back Montgomery schools. He says Richardson is pro-charter schools and is against Montgomery public schools where most of the students are black. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Multiple reports now say a former Trump campaign staffer is ready to flip and testify against ex-campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Rick Gates also is expected to plead guilty to fraud charges.
Two women, one man and a six-year-old child are in the hospital after they were shot while waiting to be seated at a Texas Roadhouse restaurant in San Antonio.
Dallas police say a Postal Service worker was found shot to death inside of a mail truck on Interstate 30.
About 100 students will be in Tallahassee to talk about gun control with state lawmakers.
The White House now says the president supports efforts to improve the nation's background check system.
The Canadian women's hockey team has advanced to the gold medal game. They will, of course, be facing the United States.
People have been killed in Mozambique's capital after heavy rains triggered the partial collapse of a three-story tall mound of garbage.
ISIS is now claiming responsibility for an attack on a church in Russia.
The worldwide consumption of traditional beer is dropping, while non-alcoholic beer is enjoying an increase.
Wicked winter storms rolling across the country.
The percentage of doctor visits for flu-like symptoms has leveled off over the last couple weeks.
A pricey Picasso painting has gone missing from a downtown Milwaukee art gallery. It's estimated to be worth some $50,000.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Can I go wrong there? And also, Sweet Creek Farm Market, you can get in for the drawing for the basket. You just need to call. Call and talk to me and then say, I want to be in to the drawing, and we'll get you taken care of. So those two things up for grabs. As I mentioned, 272-9228, that's where we are. Let me go to Catherine Herridge and kind of pick back up on this. This is Nunes Phase 2 portion, where we're getting into other departments. This is getting outside Department of Justice, outside of FBI, and the different circles that people are flying around in that may be under investigation.
According to this letter obtained by Fox News, the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, is asking current and former intelligence, law enforcement, and State Department officials about the Trump dossier, and specifically when they learned it was funded by Democrats and how it was used to obtain one or more surveillance warrants at the National Security Court. The questionnaire includes a dozen direct questions about the Trump dossier compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele, whose work was funded by the DNC and Clinton campaign. Current and former officials are asked whether they held meetings or briefings about the unverified allegations against candidate Trump or took any other official action. The House Committee's Republican chairman is threatening to subpoena witnesses if necessary. Quote, if you do not provide timely answers on a voluntary basis, the letter said, the committee will initiate compulsory process. On Fox earlier this month, Congressman Nunes said the Republican staff memo documenting alleged surveillance abuses by the FBI and Justice Department during the 2016 election was part one, and more investigations would follow.
Yeah, so this completes just the FISA abuse portion of our investigation. We are in the middle of what I call phase two of our investigation, which involves other departments, specifically the State Department and some of the involvement that they had in this. That investigation is ongoing, and we continue to work towards finding answers and asking the right questions to try to get to the bottom of what exactly the State Department was up to in terms of this Russian investigation.
The House Intelligence Committee Democrats are not part of the letter, and we're seeking a comment from them.
I wonder why they weren't part of the letter. Adam Schiff has the possibility of being the guy who's going to probably have potentially more overall damage done to him. The guy, to say some of the things he did and knowing that they're politically motivated. For example, he redacted the, he sent the memo. They said they were going to redact it. And then he kind of, because he knew the parts they were going to redact, he kind of was going to go, well, we just aren't going to do it. We're just going to let it kind of stand. And Trump doesn't want people to really know the truth. And it was nothing but a political ploy. Troy Gowdy said that weeks ago. And he was spot on. And that's what all these Democrats, whether it's Nancy Pelosi talking about the crumbs of $1,000, wrong on that. People are loving the bonuses that they're giving, that they're getting. They're loving, the more that they find out about taxes, then the more they're loving the tax plan. I tell you something that that financial and accountants are going to be doing is when you're meeting with someone in 2018 for the 2017 taxes, a lot of these accountants are taking advantage of that and are saying what we need to do are some things to plan for 2018 because of the new tax law. And they're going to start going into that with their clients, of which 95% of them are going to be helped by this whole tax plan. So I feel that we're going to see a boost out of this between now and April as people sit down with their accountants and tax preparers and they talk about their 2017 taxes, but the 2018 taxes start coming out in. It's going to be just a wave of positiveness for Donald Trump, and it's going to be happening at a very, very good time. It has totally exceeded all expectations when you look at the public response to the numbers of this thing. And notice the press is not saying squat. When's the last time you heard about Donald Trump's ratings being in the toilet? You haven't heard squat about that. Now, they would say the tax plan is unpopular and it had a 33% positive rating. Well, it's way over 50% now, so notice they're not saying anything about it. So Catherine Herridge is going to continue. She's going to be talking about three people that we have talked about a lot on here. Clapper, Brennan, and Comey.
How do we know who got the letter and the questionnaire, Catherine?
Well, Fox News understands that the questionnaire went out to about 24 current and former officials, among them former FBI Director James Comey, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and former CIA Director John Brennan, who testified in May of 2017 that the Trump dossier was virtually unknown to him.
Director Brennan, do you know who commissioned the Steele dossier?
What other way to ask this?
I don't.
Do you know if the Bureau ever relied on the Steele dossier as part of any court filings, applications, petitions, pleadings?
I have no awareness.
Source close to the investigation said they're not ruling out calling on more witnesses and providing them with the questionnaire for answers.
Mel. Okay, all that takes us to the news of this hour. Mm-hmm. What about the new indictment, Catherine?
Well, in the last hour, we've been able to review an indictment from the special counsel. There will be a court appearance about 3-4 hours from now here in Washington, D.C. And the individual at the heart of that complaint is Alex Van der Zwaan. This is not a name that's all that familiar to people who've been following the Russia investigation, but the allegation in the indictment is that he lied to federal investigators, so that's a violation of 18 U.S.C. 1001, about his contact either by email or by phone with Rick Gates. Rick Gates, as you know, was indicted last year along with Paul Manafort as part of the Russia investigation, so we should learn more, Bill, in a couple of hours from now.
I love the way Trey Gowdy asked that question, and let me go back to Nunes and what he said on phase two. And he was talking about you need to kind of be giving this stuff up, or we're going to subpoena you and bring you in. That's Brennan, Clapper, Comey, and some State Department people. And it's going to be background. It's going to be closed-door settings out here. And this has the ability to really catch some people off guard. And I think this is kind of the makings of the bad part. Nunes is doing exactly what needs to be done, and that is he's setting the table for the case. Then you've got over in DOJ, you have the Inspector General. I think there are other investigations that are going on. We heard Jeff Sessions yesterday talking about looking into the email situation. I think that is ongoing. I think they are handling so many different things that are going on over DOJ and other departments. But what they're letting the Congress do is take the lead and funnel these people in, get them before Congress, get them to say something, and then toss that over to DOJ, which is how they got into the Steele, that Steele may have perjured himself and lied before Congress and asking for the judicial inquiry, an investigative inquiry by the FBI, which as far as we know could be going on right now. We have not heard. Okay, so let me move into the we did Jonathan Turley all the way across, didn't we?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Let me go to Andrew McCarthy talking about the indictments in a political statement that has been made out of this.
We've been telling you about the 13 Russians charged for meddling on Friday in the election, now indicted by Mueller's special counsel. A move our next guest blasts as, quote, ineffectual political and a political statement. Here to explain, former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy. Andy, what's next? And what do you mean by that statement?
When you return an indictment that no one is ever going to be tried on, you do it because you're trying to craft a narrative or make a statement. And I think what happened with Mueller's case is the original collusion angle that they were proceeding on, which is that the Russians hacked the election and that Trump may have been, or Trump people may have been complicit in the hacking, is something that A, they don't have evidence of, and B, even if they had it, they couldn't prove in court because of, you know, the fact that, number one, they never even took physical control of the Democratic servers. They basically contracted that out to a DNC contractor. So they'd have a hard time proving in court that Russia even hacked, much less that that Trump was complicit in it. So I think since that's a big hole in a collusion case, what Mueller probably wanted to do was put to rest any claim that Russia hadn't actually interfered with our election. And I think this indictment is an attempt to do that, but it's far afield from what the original collusion allegation was.
Now, this is a former U.S. attorney and prosecutor within DOJ, and he says something very interesting. I'm trying to see how, show you how all this stuff stacks. He goes back and he says in this, it would be hard to prove that Russia really did hack into the emails. That was a major statement that was there. And that is one of the tenets that they have laid a whole bunch of this on, is that Russia came in and undermined the election by hacking the Podesta files, which basically went into Podesta's computer and put in his password, the word password, and got into it. Now, who that was, we're not quite sure, but if it proves, they're going to have to prove that it was Russia. And that's a pretty high burden of proof on that one. Newstone 93.1. Dan Morris Show, that's my signal. I need to be moving on. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need. Must buy two. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Your home, your community, it's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, build your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court is going to redraw the congressional districts in Pennsylvania because the Democratic House and Senate failed to act. That's right. That's not good. Wouldn't affect the 2018 in the special election. Couldn't get that bad boy done in time. Excuse me, 272-9228. I'm going to continue with Andrew McCarthy. He is a former prosecutor, U.S. attorney, very knowledgeable guy. This is somebody I've been tracking for a while. He's kind of made more of an appearance. He does a lot of kind of issue classes on the law and what things like obstruction are that you can go and look at his videos on YouTube and just punch in Andrew McCarthy. Let's listen to him talking about obstruction or maybe impeachment.
There's the foundation. Why would you do that? To set up a obstruction case? Here's the problem. Here's the obstruction, right?
He's got a lot of problems with the obstruction case, not least that he doesn't have a statute that applies. You know, a prosecutor can't bring a case unless there's some federal criminal law that's been violated. And the U.S. Attorney's Manual, for example, says that a pending proceeding for purposes of the obstruction statute can't be an FBI investigation. So Mueller's been proceeding, or people who are behind the obstruction narrative have been proceeding along the assumption that what was obstructed here were FBI investigations, whether it's the criminal investigation of Flynn or the counterintelligence investigation of Russia's interference in the election. And for purposes of the criminal law, the problem with that is that it probably can't be the basis for an obstruction charge. Right. So you wouldn't, if you were a prosecutor, Brian, no prosecutor in his right mind would think he could indict the president anyway, because there's a lot of structural ways a president can get out of that. So I've thought all along this is really about impeachment.
And I don't know, you know, the people I talked to who know Mueller, Jim Wilson and company and some other folks, they said he's a pretty straight arrow kind of guy, but the picking of the this team was kind of confusing to me. Particularly, he picked one guy that did the Enron case, and he was an overzealous prosecutor. They won this case, but then it got overturned by the appellate courts, and everything was thrown out. Everything was thrown out. The other thing is this guy had actually been reprimanded several times for overdoing it and concealing evidence that was there. I actually got in trouble for that. And he picked him, and that was kind of an unusual choice. And it seemed that the people he picked were kind of an end result. They're the big-time money people, they're organized crime people and accounting-type people. And it just didn't kind of make sense to me when I was watching it, because it looked like they were going after the Gambino family versus trying to figure out whether collusion was happening with Russia. And when you read the front page of the document, that's what it talks about. It talks about investigating the interference of Russia into our 2016 election. That's the headline on it. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. You know, I'm not so naive as to think that Mueller wouldn't love to get a impeachment type thing going, okay? I think that if he could do that, he would. But the more I look at this, the more I wonder if this just isn't some sort of a deep state sting operation. I know that, you know, they're going after the president and associates, but, you know, then it looks to me like they're also drawing in all of these Democratic operatives and, you know, kind of getting them into a position that could very well turn against them. So I'm not saying that's the case, but boy, you know, it sure does look like there might be more than meets the eye here.
And you're not alone in thinking that. There, some people are kind of looking at this as kind of the head fake type deal. And are you outing people out of government by some of the actions that you're doing? And Strzok may be one of those that got caught up in that. But, you know, I hear on one side Mueller is just, you know, he's a straight arrow, Boy Scout type of thing. But then I look at some of the choices that he makes and it kind of worries me.
Well, it is worrisome. And, you know, but we can see what's happened so far is that the FBI, you know, people at the FBI have been either demoted or, you know, outed in some way. And, you know, Paul Manafort and General Flynn, you know, they're kind of, to me, they're sort of battlefield casualties that may not even may be able to even get out of what they've been tangled up in due to the outset of the investigation and the way the investigation's been handled.
Right, and let me tell you something. If you show biasness on the investigator's part, or Sally Yates, or Strzok, then they're going to cut him loose in a second. There will be no case, because it is similar to a police officer going in and seizing material without a proper warrant.
Well, that's right. So the Fourth Amendment comes into play, among other things. But, you know, look at what's going on right now with this elections fraud thing, okay? They're playing it like, oh, well, the Russians, we got to go in and see now if the Russians were meddling in the individual, you know, districts, you know, what if they had any effect at all on the voting machines and that kind of thing. Well, who was hollering and not sharing the data on the actual vote tallies and data more than the Democratic state? Like California and New York and others, when Trump impaneled the elections fraud commission that he had, which now he's, you know, has been disbanded. You know, if they use that, then, you know, as a federal mandate, hey, well, we got to see about these Russians, see what they did to our election. If they use that, do you think the Democrats really want the federal government to now have a method and a means to come in and investigate what their elections data and results are?
Well,
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, any right-minded American doesn't want to federalize elections like that. They want the states to be doing it.
Well, I agree with that, but all I'm saying is, if there is fraud, believe it when I tell you it's on the Democratic side.
Yeah.
And in these heavily Democratic states, and they don't want the federal government looking at their records at all. So, you know, I can't say that it's not a smart little move that's being made. I think it's all been, you know, it just seems to me like I said before, there's more to this than meets the eye. So I hope that we find out soon, though, because I'm getting impatient. I really want to see some jumpsuits and frog marching.
Well, let me tell you something. It's kind of like the anticipation of Christmas or your birthday. The problem is you don't know what day you were born or what day Christ was born. And so you're sitting there kind of anticipation of it coming. And which is actually a religious kind of concept, but several people were joking. It's like, we're going to wake up one day and go, has Santa come? go check and see if Santa made it last night.
Well,
because when it
put some presents under the tree soon, because I'm ready.
I know, me too, but, you know, patience will do us well here, because it has to be done right. But I am so, and this was the chatter, I am so looking forward, or we are so looking forward, to watching how the media is going to handle this.
Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking about that.
Because you look at how they're handling how they're handling the Florida shooting, they're orgasmic about the kids and doing this. They are doing everything they can to basically, you know, make these kids the saints that they really are out there. And it's because the they're saying all the right things. I'm sorry?
It's the same way they handle everything that they think favors their cause. They, too, have stepped into the sting operation's trap, if that's so. If there is a sting operation, well, it's just as much against the mainstream media as it is the deep state.
They're going, if you get one, just one FBI or DOJ official that loses their job and gets found guilty and or goes to prison, the press is going to look like idiots, along with Democrats, particularly two groups of Democrats, the Judicial Committee and the Intel Committee. Those guys will have a shelf life that will be about one election cycle.
Can you imagine the amount of deflated looks that we're going to see, like on Morning Joe? I mean, eyes downcast.
Yeah, so Morning Joe is going to be saying, we've said all along that there's a possibility that this was correct. Yeah, well, they may have said it one breath and one month, but they, and to them, to Joe, that's all along.
Yes. Okay, hurry up, Santa Claus. I'm ready.
Merry Christmas, Papa B. Have a great one. Newstar 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, the most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity. So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury infinity, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80, big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition in the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365 horsepower Stinger sedan arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. They're on their way. More than 100 students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High heading to Tallahassee, bringing a message to lawmakers.
I don't want any other community to ever deal with this situation. This, you never think it's going to happen to your community until it does.
Students from other Florida high schools joining together in the push for tighter gun control with rallies.
It's not a want anymore. It is a need because we are dying.
A march on Washington, D.C. is being planned for next month. A lawyer's been charged by special counsel Robert Mueller for lying to investigators.
Alex van der Zwaan, who's expected to plead guilty this afternoon, is also accused of lying about his failure to turn over an email communication to the special counsel's office.
Fox Radio's John Decker, the firm where van der Zwaan used to work, says he was fired last year. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
A string of record warm days in the month of February is hard to believe. Today, partial sunshine, very warm day, high temperature in the lower 80s. That would break the record easily. Spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s. Again, record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous perhaps later on in the day, Wednesday night into Thursday. And I think we're probably in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and even upper 70s on Saturday. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and our weather app will instantly alert you to severe weather alerts, watches, and warnings wherever you are, even if you're on the road. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right.
You all seem to like the Christmas comment comparison, birthday.
And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
272-9228, that's where we are.
No, you're saying it's, we don't know the date. It's like Christmas or your birthday, but you don't know the date.
Right.
So we don't know the date, but we know an important occasion. So it's more like a wedding anniversary then.
When did you forget?
Yeah, with big consequences if you forget or remember.
But I mean, it really, particularly kind of some of the folks I was talking to last night who have, we're both from that Anglican Episcopal background. And that is, you know, Christmas is the anticipation of Christmas. And you know, the wise men and the shepherds didn't know it was coming. They knew something big was happening. They didn't know when, and boom, there it was. And there really is kind of a sense to this. And we all have to have patience. This is not going to be one of these fizzle-out things. Also, here's something else. I was watching the series Scandalous last night, and I had taped several parts of it, and I just kind of watched it fast, you know, fast forwarding through it, skipping the commercials and the parts I didn't really need. You know, people try to compare this to impeachment and Bill Clinton, and what they forget is that Bill Clinton did a deposition in which he lied under oath, and that's where he got stuck when they were doing the Whitewater and the Paula Jones and Paula Jones affair and all that kind of stuff, and he lied. And he also lied in his deposition in talking about he parsed his words. We totally forget that it was the blue dress, you remember, the famous blue dress, but they actually drew blood from the president. They went to the White House and drew blood from the president in October of the 1998. And once they did the DNA match on the blood and the, you know, stuff on the dress,
yes,
then he was cooked. And he basically, when he goes into the deposition, Ken Starr tells him, we have a match of your blood and a stain that was on the dress. So he knew it was done. So he basically, he kind of fights around it. He was in there for 40 minutes, and Bill Clinton can make his answer go as long as he possibly can. So it was stalling, stalling, stalling. But he finally, after he did the deposition, that's when he had to go to the nation and say, I did wrong. Mm-hmm. I had an inappropriate relationship with that lady. And if you remember, then there is Hillary Clinton with Chelsea and Bill Clinton, with Chelsea in between them, walking out of South Lawn to get on Marine One to go up to Camp David, which probably was a barrel of monkeys.
I'm sure it was.
Out there. But we forget about all that. And then Ken Starr does the Ken Starr Report, sends it over to the House. Hundreds of boxes of information. The House votes on impeachment, but the Senate doesn't ratify it with 66 votes. I mean, that, all that was happening the year before, from that September time frame into the beginning of an actual election year, and with the guy who was the VP to the guy that all this was being accused of, was running for president against George Bush and won the popular vote. Won the popular vote, and George Bush won the Electoral College.
Right.
I mean, we forget about all that.
It's crazy.
I mean, imagine if that would not have happened, would George W. Bush have been president? And would Al Gore have been just a continuation? Oh, and we also forgot, you remember Wag the Dog? We also forget that right after that, and he comes back from Camp David, all of a sudden he's firing cruise missiles on places in Afghanistan and in Kuwait.
Hmm.
Oh, no, Afghanistan and Afghanistan and in Africa.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Sudan, I think. Let's go to the phones and go to, but I was sitting there, I was just amazed. Little show like that and Corona go really well. Hey, David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, that was the second round of Monica missiles.
That's right. Monica missiles.
Wouldn't you like to have been a flying Marine One at Camp David?
Oh, man, I'd like to have been at Camp David. I mean, I wonder where, because they stay, Aspen is the main house that the president stays in, but it's got multiple bedrooms. I wonder who was where. I bet Bill was by. I bet Bill and Buddy. What was his dog's name? Buddy.
Yeah,
Buddy.
I bet Bill and Buddy were in the same bed together.
I bet
Buddy looking at him with those big old droopy eyes. Bill, yeah. You messed up.
I bet they had to put noise canceling headphones on Chelsea.
Yeah. Well, now, Chelsea may have been in another. There's several houses, and she could have been in one of those smaller houses.
Yeah, I'm sure she probably was. I'm sure Hillary, when the truth finally came out, which I'm sure she probably knew anyway, she probably looked at Bill and just said, "You're mine."
Yeah, there you go. I own your butt. You heard Gary Byrne, who was a White House Secret Service uniform guy, talking about Bill being hit in the head with the ashtray. And what do you do to protect the president from the first lady, from hurting the president? At what point does your duty step in as a Secret Service agent?
At what point do you pull the gun?
Mm-hmm. Take her down.
Exactly. I wonder if she ever got tackled.
I don't know. It's, but I mean, you remember he said that a lamp and an ashtray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, she was the state trooper who was there, one of their bodyguards in Arkansas that wrote the Clinton Chronicles. You know, I mean, he talked about her just, I mean, getting in the faces of the troopers and just dog cussing them.
Yeah,
and just going off and fits of rage, you know, over the littlest thing.
I tell you something, something else that really was good on Scandalous, which is on Fox, by the way, but is George Stephanopoulos during the whole thing. You know, he's the communications director at the White House, and you're watching him in these meetings and things, and he's going like, damn, and the guy who was the press secretary, I think his name was David McCarthy, and...
Right.
The press made a big thing out of it. He would go over to him and say, "Yeah, I know I'm lying." I know I'm not telling the truth. To try to save his credibility.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a good series.
Have a good one, Dan. Okay. I'll check it out. Take care.
Thanks, David. Let me, Red Top, can I fit him in? Hey, Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, guys. What a beautiful day again.
Oh, man, yes. If it was just a little clearer, some of the clouds would go away, it'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah, but that pollen's blowing around, buddy. Oh, we're hitting it early.
I'm telling you, my glass tables outside are yellow today.
Yes. Oh, man, that's a good month and a half early. You know, I don't think Mueller's going to wrap up the investigation at all during Trump's first term. I just think he's going to keep on investigating forever. I mean, what's going to stop him?
Well, I think not having anything out there is going to stop him. You have to believe either Mueller has an agenda here or he's playing it straight down the center. Because remember, on the Flynn case, he said, I don't want to charge him until May. So why did he pick May to do that?
Gosh, I don't know. None of it makes any sense.
And I personally think I think the judge is going to say time served.
Mm. Oh, right. Oh, you mean Flynn is going to be sentenced.
Yeah, he's going to be sentenced. Because Mueller asked for May to delay the sentencing until May.
Oh, huh. Wow.
And that's right around the corner.
Yes, this is really, really twisted. And all the news about the Russian bots today, all of a sudden, all over the place. I guess America does the same thing, right?
Absolutely. Well, here's one for you. What are the Russians doing, considering what's going on in Florida and all of the stuff that's happening? If you go into Facebook right now, look at the traffic. Just punch in Parkland shooting in there, and then look at everything that's showing up on Google, and look at all of the Facebook on that. It is thousands of them.
I'll say again, is America doing the same thing with bots in Russia, and we just don't want to admit it?
Absolutely, we're doing it. I mean, we interfere in elections a lot worse than what we've discovered Russia doing. I frankly think what we've learned Russia did, which is not spend a whole lot of money, what they did is they put a lot of manpower into this to get people on Twitter and on Facebook posting and getting people riled up about things.
So all these people in Washington talking about the Russian bots are very well aware that we do the same thing all the time.
They are on the Intelligence Committee. Let me tell you the other thing that we do, which Snowden kind of came up with this, is there's launching from Langley, there's launching from Fort Meade, and then there's launching from someplace that's over in Europe where you've got operatives over there under a CIA umbrella that are operating to do things to mess people up. Remember, I learned this when I was there. What the CIA and the intelligence job is disinformation. Not information, but disinformation.
So the whole complaint is a moot point, considering we're probably the best at it of anybody and probably pretty much invented the bot stuff, didn't we?
Well, I think pound for pound and money, pound for money spent, I think the Russians probably get more out of it than we do. I think we get things done. I think we're probably a little overdone. For example, here's one for you. Do you remember Michael Moore standing out in the Never Trump rally in New York?
Oh, yeah, the one that the Russian bots helped support.
The Russians helped support it. What they did is they were going in, and when you're saying bots, I'm talking, instead of robot, I'm talking about physical people that are going in and putting information and getting people to turn out for that rally. They were helping Michael Moore just like they were helping Trump rally people.
Wow. Well, they were really helping Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, because what he wants is chaos and confusion.
Wow. What good does that do Putin?
Let's say, here's one, and this was part of a discussion last night. Imagine you have the news media who wants to get rid of guns, but who, I mean, Putin Putin wants you to get rid of guns. Putin wants less control in the United States by the public and more control in the hands of the government, because he thinks he can control that a lot better. If you've got individuals and you're taking guns away, you're taking gun rights away, Putin's going to be happy as clam at high tide, because that's going to put people at odds. And that's what he wants.
Wow. Okay. Gosh, I just don't want to. It's amazing how these guys keep fighting all this stuff, and it's useless. It doesn't get anybody anywhere and doesn't improve life for anybody, not himself or us.
Well, it's a getting an agenda done, and just watch the news tonight. And listen, and you'll hear it in these reports I'm going to play. Listen to how gleeful the media is on these kids doing what they're doing down in Florida. They are,
oh yeah,
they are absolutely orgasmic about it.
Oh yeah, I heard all morning. But I mean, this is obviously just another ploy to take the attention off something else. So, and I try to, and this, gosh, I can't stand listening to. I can take NBC. I can't take CBS anymore because they're so biased and. No point in wasting your time with ABC. They're a bunch of numbskulls.
Well, when I start playing the clips, you better watch out. Right up, I got to go, buddy. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. Who am I going to be back to? Rick or Rich? Who is it? Rick. Coming back to you. Right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you pounded, you're a second man.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Did you know electrical fires account for an estimated 51,000 home fires each year? With over half caused by faulty outlets and outdated wiring. Don't put your home and family at risk. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for all your electrical repair and installation needs. The experienced service professionals at Mr. Electric respect your time, your budget, and your home. They offer upfront pricing, emergency services, and appointments on your schedule. From fixing a faulty switch to upgrading an electrical panel, you'll know exactly what you're paying for. Call today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Where? We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric.
We have the power to make things better. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to bridges, 15 minutes you can fly.
Well, it's going to be freezing in Bakersfield, California, which is outside of Los Angeles. That is amazing. Up in the Sierras. Let's go to the phones and go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Rick, and you?
Oh, I'm hanging in here like a loose tooth.
Uh-oh, I got one of those, actually.
Yeah. Hey, I got a comment about Mueller, but I was just going to... make an observation about that show Scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in one of the first or second showings of it, and you know how they were doing the old footage and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it, but Rod Rosenstein was one of the special prosecutors in Whitewater, and and, you know, all that stuff, investigation of Clinton and stuff back then. So Rosenstein's been in the system a long, long
time. He has been there a long time. I think it's 30-something years, 39 years, 31 years, something like that.
Yeah. He knows probably where a lot of the dead bodies are. But as far as Mueller goes, I think people keep forgetting the fact that Mueller was the head of the FBI for 12 years, from like 2000 to 2012. And, his BFF took over from him. And so most of those agents in the FBI, well, maybe not most, but a significant portion, let's say a third, they don't know any other directors of the FBI except for Mueller and Comey. And I would have to think, having been in a, military organization, you develop a certain loyalty. That Mueller's got a certain loyalty still towards the FBI. And, I just don't think as a special prosecutor, he's going to do anything that's going to tarnish those folks, whether they deserve it or not.
Well, he's not the one that has action on that game. The guy who's going to have the action on that game is going to be the Inspector General, and then also it's going to be Jeff Sessions.
Well, I know, and you say Jeff Sessions, who kind of irritates me because, he recuses himself, and then I think just a couple of months ago they came out with a report that said that whenever he was filling out his paperwork, to take the Attorney General position, that the FBI had told him that, any contacts he had with foreign nationals in the normal course of his duties as a U.S. senator, they didn't need to include it. He didn't need to include that on the paperwork. And then, which is exactly why he ended up, Al Franken pounded him over the two Kislyak meetings that he had.
Right, but
the FBI had told him you don't even need to include that.
You didn't need to include it in your 7-1-1 report, but what the point of why he recused himself is that you could not be investigating the campaign that he was a director of. Yeah. That's why he recused himself. Not because he was a U.S. senator, but because he was part of the campaign.
Okay. Well, I guess I have to give him a pass on that then, don't
I'm telling you what. I think when this whole thing is over, I think all of us here in Alabama are going to be pleased with Jeff Sessions.
Well, I would hope so. But, you look at all the stuff that the Democrats have done, and I would hope that behind the scenes, the Justice Department is kind of pursuing, particularly the Democrats and the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign going out and actually funding the dossier. Why isn't that a bit, just for the love of Pete, why isn't it a bigger story?
Well, it's because the media doesn't want to make it a story, but it does become a story once you get linkage in there. Once you get the linkage of people and wrongdoing, then it becomes a very, very big story. Rick, I've got to go, buddy. I'm at a hard break. Guys, this hour of Dan Morris Show has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Prattville and Eastern Bypass location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Wickard. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Guys, you got 8 more days until they hit their quota. That means